never said I oppose fracking. Show the tape. Put it on your website. Put it on. Put it on the website.
Live from Clark Studios in Rochester, New York, broadcasting around the world. You're listening to You Made It Political, where the voice of the keyboard warrior is finally heard and the arguments presented are put to the political test. And now, here's your host, Matt Clark.
Good morning, America. Welcome to another episode of You Made It Political. It's so great to come live with you guys this afternoon here from Rochester, New York, down in Clark Studios. We don't usually go live this early. This is a bit of an unusual time. A lot of you guys are probably thinking, what the hell's going on? Matt usually goes on in the afternoon or at night. We're trying different things, okay? We're trying to see where most of our viewers are able to come on and enjoy the wonderful and very chaotic world of politics. And we have a very, very chaotic show for you today. We're going to start with the fact that Rand Paul, thank God for Rand Paul. I mean, if we didn't have Rand Paul, we'd all be freaking screwed. We'd probably all be jabbed up by now and pinned down and forced to take whatever the government wants to inject us with because nobody would be willing to fight for our rights. Well, Rand Paul continues to fight. He continues to go up against Fauci. He's like the only one who really, really has a shot at ending this madness. And that's exactly what he did the other day. He absolutely destroyed Fauci in a hearing. Absolutely destroyed Fauci. I'm going to play you that clip. It's brilliant. It basically ended the pandemic and ended Fauci in its tracks, stopped them dead in its tracks. So we'll discuss that. We'll also go through why Rand Paul wants to open up a criminal investigation against Fauci. Criminal investigation for what exactly? How about crimes against humanity, which is exactly what Fauci is 100% guilty of. He's been caught red-handed lying, and we'll get into that in just a second. We'll also discuss the fact that it's Biden's 6 months anniversary. Congratulations, Biden. Biden, you've managed to destroy America in just 6 months. So we'll get into all of Biden's no accomplishments and everything he's done to ruin America. We'll also get into Bezos and whatever that thing was that he flew to space the other day. I mean, let's be honest, that looked like a scene straight out of Austin Powers, because I don't know what that was, but that was no spaceship. I don't know what Bezos is trying to hint to us, but the whole thing was a bit weird. But what's weirder is the $200 million that he just pissed away to Van Jones and Jose Andres. So we'll get into all that, and we'll end the show with third world countries. Let's get into it today. We'll start our show with the fact that Rand Paul, and here's why I applaud Rand Paul. Fauci is a little dictator. We know that, okay? He's a dictator. He has done nothing but intimidate scientists who oppose his thinking. Because why? Fauci controls all the funding. He thinks he's this little god who controls the pandemic. And listen, you can't blame the guy. The Democrats have allowed it. They've 100% allowed this one man to have so much power. How do we, as a republic, a lot of people think we're a democracy, we're actually a republic. How do we, as a republic, a country that is supposed to be the freest country in the world, a country that's supposed to be encouraging and condoning critical thinking and teamwork, how does America allow one man to have so much goddamn power? How did we allow this? This is why Trump despised Fauci. This is why Trump downplayed Fauci. Because he knew it doesn't matter what your expertise is. It doesn't matter how knowledgeable you are on a certain topic. One man should not have this much control over America. And this is why Rand Paul continues to fight and go up against him. Rand Paul knows it. Senator Ted Cruz knows it. Many conservatives know it. The liberals have no clue. They applaud it. The socialists, the Marxists, BLM, they applaud one man having so much power because this is the direction that they want the country to head in. So it makes sense that they perceive Dr. Fauci as their Lord and Savior. But Rand Paul's having none of it. So Rand Paul says Dr. Fauci is intimidating scientists who oppose his thinking because he controls their funding. Fauci absolutely intimidates scientists with differing opinions because he controls the funding, Rand Paul claims. But what's more interesting than this, and this is where things get really exciting. Rand Paul actually wants to open up a criminal investigation because Fauci has been found or is being accused of funding what's called gain of function. So let me play the video for you guys just a second. I'll play the video for you and then we'll come back and we'll discuss it.
You get NIH, one person.
Let's read from the NIH definition of gain of function. This is your definition that you guys wrote. It says that scientific research that increases the transmissibility among mammals is gain of function. They took animal viruses that only occur in animals and they increased their transmissibility to humans. How you can say that is not gain of function?
It is not.
It's a dance, and you're dancing around this because you're trying to obscure responsibility for 4 million people dying around the world from a pandemic.
And let's send Dr. Fauci.
Well, now you're getting into something. If the point that you are making is that the grant that was funded as a subaward from EcoHealth to Wuhan created SARS-CoV-2, that's where you are getting. Let me finish.
We don't know.
Well,
we don't
wait
know
a minute.
If it did come from the lab, but all the evidence is pointing that it came from the lab, and there will be responsibility for those who funded the lab, including yourself.
I totally resent.
This committee
resent,
will allow the witness to respond.
I totally resent the lie that you are now propagating, Senator, because if you look at the viruses that were used in the experiments that were given in the annual reports that were published in the literature, it is molecularly impossible.
No one's saying those viruses caused it.
It
no
is
one is
molecularly
alleging that those viruses caused the pandemic. What we're alleging is that gain of function research was going on in that lab and NIH funded it.
That
you
is
can't
not
get away from it. It meets your definition and you are obfuscating the truth.
I'm not obfuscating the truth.
Senator
you
Paul's
are the one.
Time is expired, but I will allow the witness to
let me just finish. I want everyone to understand that if you look at those viruses, and that's judged by qualified virologists and evolutionary biologists, those viruses are molecularly impossible
no one's
to result
they are. No
in
SARS-CoV-2. Caused the pandemic. We're saying they are gain-of-function viruses because they were animal
not.
Viruses that became more transmissible in human, and you funded it.
And you
admit the truth.
And you.
So as you guys can see, clearly, I mean, what Rand Paul's trying to get at here is, Fauci, listen, you funded this gain-of-function project. That's what Senator Rand Paul is trying to get at. And the NIH is not supposed to be funding gain-of-function projects that Fauci personally funded himself. And this is why Rand Paul wants to now open a criminal charge against Fauci. So what exactly is this whole gain-of-function situation? Let me break this down for you guys and explain very clearly, because it's very confusing unless you really dig down and deep. What is gain-of-function and what does it have to do with the COVID-19 virus? Gain-of-function, in its simplest form, gain-of-function research refers to a process that alters some aspect of the way an organism functions. So we are influencing it. We are altering an aspect of the way an organism functions. We are directly creating basically a much more deadlier virus by human influence than if it just mutated on its own. Gain of function research is used in many ways, but the process turns controversial when scientists use it to make pathogens more infectious, particularly to humans. So basically, gain of function is, hey, let's make a deadly virus so then we can cure the virus. And that's where people are like, why are you doing that? Why are you trying to make something so much more deadly that may have not become deadly on its own? Why are you even experimenting and going down this very, very dangerous path? Well, it's done, some researchers will argue. This is done so researchers can begin to develop a defense for the pathogen before it has a chance to evolve into something deadly to animals or humans. But my argument is, wait a second, what do you mean before it has a chance to evolve? You just forced it to evolve. You've just done it yourself. So how can you have the argument that you're trying to develop a defense for the pathogen before it has a chance to evolve into something even more deadly when you actually just forced it to evolve into something deadly? So the whole thing is the whole thing is just insane to begin with. And that's why the NIH does not fund these types of products or projects. Those who favor gain-of-function research say the knowledge that is gained by enhancing viruses to develop vaccines against a potential outbreak outweighs the risk of a virus escaping a laboratory and causing a pandemic. Oh, really? So you're telling me that this research outweighs the risk of a virus escaping a laboratory when a virus just escaped a laboratory and shut down the whole world and caused the worst pandemic in our lifetime? Look how much damage has been done economically across the world because these idiots in Wuhan were playing, let's create a deadlier version of the virus so then we can create a cure for the virus. If that's not the most asinine and corrupt thing I've ever heard of just to financially benefit from the cure, then I don't know what's going to change America's mind as to how corrupt this entire thing was from the beginning. This is not conspiracy theory stuff, okay? And I try very hard to stay away from misinformation. I genuinely try my best. This is not misinformation. This is not conspiracy theory. This is Rand Paul trying to get to the bottom of whether Dr. Fauci participated in gain-of-function research. And the answer is yes. The answer is yes. And he funded it. The NIH is not to be funding gain-of-function research. So Fauci is 100% busted, totally busted. Some say the U.S. funded gain-of-function research that it could have led to the pandemic. Is that true? Rand Paul has accused Dr. Fauci of funding experiments that led to a modified, more deadly coronavirus. That's the argument here. So Fauci can misconstrue the facts all he wants, but the fact of the matter is that he funded experiments that led to a modified, more deadly coronavirus, and that is funding gain-of-function research. So in May, during a Senate hearing on the COVID-19 pandemic response, Paul said the NIH had been sending money to the Wuhan Institute of Virology in Wuhan, China, to pay for gain-of-function research. Paul suggested that money that went to the lab was used to create the novel coronavirus and that the virus somehow escaped from the lab, causing the pandemic. So who caused the pandemic? Funding from the United States, funding from Fauci, funding from the NIH. So Fauci replied with, Senator Paul, with all due respect, you are entirely, entirely, and completely incorrect. Fauci said in response to Paul's pandemic scenario, this is what Fauci said. Fauci said the NIH has never and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute. This is what Fauci said earlier. He then changed that statement to, Fauci later clarified his response, saying the NIH did fund a project that was carried out at the Wuhan lab that was not meant for gain-of-function research. Doesn't matter what it was meant for. That's what happened. They created a deadlier version of this virus. This is fact. This is not opinion. We played with science and we got bit in the ass. Who's responsible? So who now is going to get held responsible? And Rand Paul, at the end of the interview I just showed you guys, he said, you will be held responsible. We will come at you for this. And this is the argument that we're trying to make, that we are going to go after Fauci and anybody else who was responsible for participating in gain of function research, which I think the whole thing is just asinine. It should be abolished. We should never be trying to create something more deadly than what it is today. Even if we think, well, at some point over the next million years, a virus might mutate to that anyway, so let's get in front of it now so we can cure a virus. Well, that's not helping anybody, because we all know that viruses can leak from these labs fairly easily, and we've just seen it happen. We've just seen it happen. So back to the keyboard warrior, Cam. Let's see what the American people have to say about the fact that Rand Paul is now going after Fauci for participating and funding gain-of-function research. Shelley says, it sure appears that way, just like he, Fauci, tried to intimidate Paul. Fauci is lying through his teeth. He was shaking so bad from being challenged. And there are close-ups of that. And you know what the freaking crazy thing is about this entire... I went on YouTube before this show to try to find this video. I mean, I had to dig through 10 pages before I could find this video of a political hearing, one of the most controversial topics in America and the world right now, to try to find Rand Paul destroying Fauci. I couldn't find it. I had to go over to BitChute for the video. And again, this just highlights and demonstrates how left-leaning YouTube really is, that videos like this get banned or taken down on YouTube. This is a hearing, a Senate hearing, but because YouTube didn't like their boy getting blasted, they made it impossible for me to find. So I had to go over to BitChute to find the truth. James says, perhaps it is too much to ask that we simply have compassion for our fellow Americans who are sick or fearful of becoming so. Thousands of people want testing. Many die, like Daniel Newman of The Walking Dead, are sick with flu symptoms and being denied testing. This makes no sense. Blah, 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 blah. Here's the problem, James. You're asking us to have compassion for people who are dying of COVID when our own United States government funded the lab that created the deadly version in the first place. And this is why I don't want to say I don't have compassion. Yes, I have compassion for everybody who's sick. But the whole thing is laughable because of the fact that we created this mess in the first place. So we absolutely did. The world should be furious with the United States right now. Should be furious with people like Fauci. Should be furious with China. And the U.S. cannot get out of this. We can't say, oh, well, it happened in China. No, you cannot fund a laboratory to try to purposely and intentionally create a deadlier version of a virus overseas in China and then say, oh, well, we had nothing to do with it. Yes, you did. You were very much involved. And Senator Rand Paul is really trying to get to the bottom of this now. And he's the only one of the few, and he can't do it alone. And somebody actually made a very good comment. Someone made a very good comment on my feed the other day. They said, just earlier, Pamela wrote, problem is, folks, you need the DOJ and judges to stop Fauci in this entire scam. Rand can only have so much. You're absolutely right. We need the Department of Justice. We need the judges. And we need everybody to be on board with getting to the bottom of this. We can't just have half the country trying to fight this while the other half sits there and puts their damn head in the sand. So Fauci's busted. Rand Paul's going after him. And now calling for criminal charges to be held against. Barbara says, Alex, call Dr. Fauci, put him right in his place today where he belongs, and he should stop trying to think he's a scientist or a doctor. He checks your vision. That's what he should be going back to doing. He embarrassed himself yesterday, and I loved every single minute of it. Rand Paul did not embarrass himself. Rand Paul's getting to the bottom of this. That's exactly what's going on. Larry said, where COVID-19 came from may be important, but we had better focus on better biosecurity to keep the next virus out. Airplanes and biosecurity don't really go hand in hand. So fine, if we're not going to get to the bottom of, if we're not going to eliminate gain-of-function research, if we're not going to put an end to creating deadlier viruses than what exists today, then we need better biosecurity. But listen, we just handed China a bioweapon. That's what we've done. How who the hell would ever think it's acceptable to fund a laboratory over in China that's creating deadlier viruses than what exists today, just so then we can create a cure for it, to then trust China not to ever leak something like this? And I'm sorry, but none of this has ever made sense to me as far as China's concerned. How many deaths have China had? China's had not even 5,000 COVID deaths. How the hell does a country of 1.6 billion people only have not even 5,000 COVID deaths? America's had, what, 700,000 now? 800,000? I haven't looked at the numbers in a while because, to be honest, I think half of them are bullshit at best. But I know it's into the hundreds of thousands. How does China only have not even 5,000 COVID deaths? A country, let's put on our conspiracy theory hats here for a second. Let's think about this. China creates this deadlier version of the virus through gain-of-function research in Wuhan. It leaks, whether you want to call it intentionally or by accident, it leaks. It gets out into the world. The United States, China's biggest enemy, is hit so freaking hard that we have the most deaths in the world. Now we have a D variant. All while China only has 5,000 deaths. And I don't want to hear the BS of, well, China nipped it in the bud, all their citizens masked up and locked down for 2 months. I don't get that. That makes no sense to me. Because countries like Italy, UK, they've done the same. Other Southeast Asian countries did the same. Yet UK out of control, Italy out of control. So we didn't feel the need to lock down because we saw what happened in Italy and UK. Lockdowns didn't work. In China, I guess it worked, but I don't buy the fact that once they all came out back onto the scene, that nobody got sick again. Two months, that's all it took to curb the pandemic in China. 1.6 billion people and horrifically in sanitary conditions too. Let's be honest. The conditions over in some of these Asian countries, and I've lived in China for 10 years, Shanghai, albeit a respectfully clean city. I've been to some other parts of China. You wouldn't want to eat off of a clean plate there. Things could get so insanitary. So to think that 1.6 billion people all locked down 2 months later, it was done and dusted, no more coronavirus, is absurd to me. And anybody who believes that is either lying to themselves or are extremely unknowledgeable and uneducated on the topic. So it was great to see Rand Paul absolutely destroy Fauci in that hearing. Fauci was shaking. Fauci didn't have any, he admitted that the NIH did in fact fund some of the research over in Wuhan. And we know, which Rand Paul's trying to get to the bottom of, that research was involved in gain-of-function research and is responsible for creating a deadlier virus, responsible for creating a deadlier virus than would have been mutated on its own. So Fauci is involved. He's 100% responsible. Stay tuned, guys. After this commercial break, we are going to take a look at Biden's six-month anniversary of destroying America and how destroyed and ruined he's getting all over social media right now, right after this commercial.
You Made It Political would not have been possible without this book right here, Expert Secrets, by my man, Russell Brunson. Russell Brunson wrote this book to help people like you and I become leaders in our space, to gain an audience and a public following that respects, loves, and watches our shows on a daily basis. Expert Secrets will help you find your voice and give you the confidence to become a leader. It'll show you how to build a mass movement of people whose lives you can affect. And most importantly, it'll teach you how to become an expert authority in your field where people actually pay you for your advice. The best part about Expert Secrets is it's absolutely free. You just pay for shipping, whether you're a business owner, an entrepreneur, a podcaster, or a live YouTube streamer. You want to grab a copy of this book. It'll teach you everything from building your audience to driving traffic to making this a full-time job so you can get paid for your passion.
Welcome back to You Made It Political, where the voice of the keyboard warrior is finally heard and the arguments presented are put to the political test. And now, here's your host, Matt Clark.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. We spent the first part, if you're just joining us, talking about the fact that Rand Paul's absolutely destroyed Fauci, all because of Fauci's affiliation with gain-of-function research. If you haven't seen that or you missed the entire thing, you got to go back and watch this show. It's phenomenal. It's brilliant. It was beautiful to see. And we're now all of a sudden starting to learn the truth. What really went on over in Wuhan? This isn't conspiracy stuff and theory stuff anymore, people. This is straight up legit facts. So take a look at that. Let's head over to the next part of the show where we talk about Biden. Can you believe it's only been 6 months? I mean, look at all the damage that's been done in 6 months. This country has been disastrous. So the White House obviously has made a big deal. Biden's 6 month anniversary, and they've kind of talked about how well he's done and his list of accomplishments. Well, social media begs to differ. Okay, they're online right now destroying Biden, pulling him up on every single failure this guy has been involved in since he took office. So today on this show, I thought it'd be fitting to discuss exactly how bad of a job Biden is doing. So Biden, what a disaster. White House post celebrating Biden's first 6 months gets shredded by critics. So again, White House is posting that they're celebrating Biden's first 6 months. Let's be honest. We know that the Biden administration, they can't say anything bad about it. They're going to gloat about it. They're going to talk about how great he's done. But I mean, let's be honest. These people can't really think Biden's done a good job, can they? I mean, can they really like go home at night and be like, oh, Biden, he's such a great president. I love him. I mean, they must go home and be like, Jesus Christ, another horrendous day at work. This guy's a freaking idiot. I mean, he's doing nothing right. I can't imagine the conversation would be anything but that from these people once they go home. But we're gonna highlight exactly what Biden's done for America, because after all, it's a 6 month anniversary of destroying this country. So Biden marks 6 months in office on Instagram, but getting shredded in the comments. And I'm sure you guys are gonna have some great comments to say today. I can't wait to see all of your own comments. But let's take a look at what kinds of comments he's getting destroyed for on social media. Well, to start, we'll take a look at the fact that in 6 months, this is what the White House has said. Okay, let's start with the White House. In 6 months, this administration has fueled record-breaking job growth. BS. There's no job growth, okay? You can't destroy a million jobs, and then when 100,000 people get jobs again, that's not called job growth, Joe. That's called people just got their jobs back. That's called you finally lifted the lockdown that destroyed a million jobs, and 100,000 people finally got their job back. That's all that means. But the White House is chalking that up as, in 6 months, this administration has fueled record-breaking job growth. Trust me, there's no record-breaking job growth in America right now. Here's another milestone by Biden, who's supposed to come in and change the world. We vaccinated over 160 million people. Who cares? Biden, all Biden's done is talk about how he's vaccinated hundreds of millions of people, or my goal as president is getting to get shots in arms. Remember that? His whole campaign promise was, hey, let's wear a mask and vaccinate. That's not really life-changing accomplishments to the American people, okay? Because as far as I'm concerned, we're still being asked to mask up. There's a D variant now that apparently is much more deadlier and contagious. So, Joe, I'm not really sure what the big achievement of vaccinated 160 million people are right now, because apparently the vaccination has done absolutely nothing to really curb this pandemic. And if it has, I want to see the proof. You can't just tell me it's curbing the pandemic. I need to see proof. Because we all just saw what happened with the Texas lawmakers. Six of them who are vaccinated just got coronavirus. I mean, it's happening all the time. But they want to claim that that's one of their big accomplishments. So critics obviously have come on and have destroyed Biden for even claiming. First of all, those are his two big accomplishments. According to Joe, that's all the White House has. That's all they got. That we vaccinated 160 million people and we've fueled record-breaking job growth, which is a lie. Total lie. So out of the two Joe Biden accomplishments in his last 6 months, he's lied about one of them. And the other one that he claims isn't really doing much to curb the pandemic because people are still getting sick. So now let's talk about everything he's really done for America. How about inflation? How about inflation? So we're just going to forget that we are on the verge of inflation. On the verge, we are. Inflation is well and truly here. I did an episode last week about inflation. I talked about the fact that gas prices are up 50%. Used car prices are up over 50%. New car prices are 25%. I mean, the list goes on and on. Grocery market store items are up over 6%. I mean, inflation is well and truly here. We are not on the verge of inflation. We've destroyed and smashed inflationary records. I think we're at something like a 30-year high. This is how bad inflation is. A lot of the millennials, the younger youth, I mean, this is the worst inflation they've seen in our lifetime. This is probably the worst, if not close, to inflation that I've seen in my lifetime. And we all know why. It's because Joe Biden continues to print money. He continues to throw more socialist crack money at the American people. This is why inflation is out of control. Brett said, the only achievement I've seen is his ability to stay out of a nursing home. That's true. That's a pretty good accomplishment, Brett. You're absolutely right. How Joe Biden's not in the nursing home right now is beyond me. How he's passed a cognitive test is beyond me. Has he even taken one? I'm not sure if Joe Biden's even taken a cognitive test. Because from what I gather, he's still trying to dodge the fact that he should really take one. I mean, we need Joe Biden to take a cognitive test. So inflation is on the rise. What are other critics saying about what Joe Biden's done in 6 months? And what a disaster it has been, one critic said. Biden also goes on to include photos of Biden or the White House shared six photos marking the Biden presidency, including when he was sworn into office, when he toured the National Institutes of Health. Touring a building's not really an achievement, Joe. And when the Senate passed the American Rescue Plan, that's not really something to be proud about. We had to pass the American Rescue Plan because you locked the country up and destroyed jobs. And that American Rescue Plan is creating inflation and an increase in capital gains tax to small business owners. So a lot of people are pissed off by that. Just recently, he came out with a child tax credit, an advance that he is lying about. The fact that it's a tax cut for the middle class. It's not a tax cut. It's a tax advance that you would usually see off your taxes in April. The child tax credit. All he's done is taken that total, divided it by 6 months, and giving you all an advancement, calling that a tax cut. That's not a tax cut, Joe. So Joe's done really well at lying to the American people. He's done really well at misleading us as to what his American Rescue Plan and how badly it's going to destroy the American economy. These are just a few of the things. In 6 months, the administration has destroyed America, wrote another. In just 6 months, the Biden administration has put this country in a tailspin nosedive. The absolute worst. Another critic said, this administration has destroyed our energy independence, true, dramatically increased the cost of living for hardworking Americans, too, overseen historic inflation, saddled generations of our children with massive China-owned debt, wasted our tax dollars in the invasion of illegal aliens. Biden, Harrison are total screw-ups. So he is getting slammed on Instagram as the White House is trying to make this guy look like the best thing that's ever happened since Ronald Reagan. In reality, he's the worst thing that's happened since Jimmy Carter. The White House tried to paint him as a America's savior, but social media knows better and are destroying it. Other critics of the Biden administration pointed out to the ongoing crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, where thousands of illegals continue to pour into the country, and in Cuba, where protesters are risking their lives to demonstrate against the communist regime. Biden and the socialists have been completely silent on that. Let's talk about that for a second. Joe, why aren't we letting the Cubans in? Why are you letting the Mexicans in at record-breaking numbers, destroying our borders, but you won't let the Cubans in? It's because the Cubans want to fight for freedom. The Cubans fight socialism. So, of course, Joe's not going to want to let them in. Within the first day of the protest, the Homeland Director of Homeland Security goes online and says, Cubans, you cross the water in a boat, you are not coming on American soil. Within one day of Cuba fighting against communism, Director of Homeland Security goes online and he says, do not come to this country. Yet, months before Biden became president, him and Harris are down there at the border inviting people in with open arms. Hey, passport or visa or not, whatever, we'll work out that later. Just come on in. Oh, you got COVID? Don't worry about it. Come on in. We'll get you vaccinated at some point in the future. Everybody in. All because he wanted to pave citizenship to 11 million illegal immigrants. So, Joe, you want to pave citizen or provide path, safe passage to citizenship for 11 million immigrants, which we all know the real number is 20. 11 million is like a 10-year-old number, 15-year-old number. The real number is 20 million. And Joe wanted to give citizenship to all these people who are illegal immigrants to begin with, already in America. But he wants nothing to do with Cuba coming in, nothing to do with the Cubans. So, yeah, we read through the bullshit. We can see right through it. We can see exactly how the propaganda machine is hard at work, backed and defended by CNN and every other left-leaning, far-left liberal media site, and how they're controlling the direction America heads in. So the Instagram post, so White House posts on Instagram. The Instagram post comes amid a slowdown in demand for the vaccine while coronavirus cases and deaths spike across the country, accordingly. The administration failed to meet its goal this month of vaccinating 70% of the U.S. population. And I don't think they're ever going to hit that goal. Only 50% of the population has been vaccinated. Why is that even a goal? Why is that even a target? Is that the pharmaceutical company's target that they're putting pressure on Joe? I mean, is Joe in bed with the pharmaceutical companies? We know the deal with Gates. We know the deal with other high net worth billionaires. But what's Biden's deal? Why is Biden pushing this thing so hard? Why do we keep talking like used car salesmen trying to hit our targets here in America? We're only 50% for a reason. People still aren't comfortable. Consumer prices, a key gauge of inflation, rose 5.4% in June alone. In June alone, overall inflation is up 13% in June alone, year over year. It is disastrous, absolutely disastrous. So the Biden administration has been nothing but absolute disaster for America. They try going online today and say, hey, look what Joe did. Look what Joe did. And obviously the American people are calling out the BS, calling out the BS. So Linda posted, I'm going to read Linda's comment for a second. Linda wrote, I agree with you. This is back to our first segment on the fact that Fauci is now being accused of funding gain-of-function research. Linda said, I agree with you, but the flu has disappeared. Other viruses, pneumonia, bacteria infections, and all the other illnesses. This has been biowarfare to depopulate the human race and to control us. Somebody leaked it. Somebody leaked it, Linda. We'll find out in due course. what do the American people have to say about Biden in 6 months? This is going to be good. I love reading these comments. These comments are going to be great. Jonathan said, Jonathan's referring to all the disastrous situations that have happened since Biden became president. Jonathan wrote, it's terrible how accurate the comments were. It is amazing, referring to the article I just read you guys. It's amazing the accomplishments he has made to undermine American at every turn. He has. He absolutely has. The den of vipers is on the wrong side of every issue, promoting racism, killing energy independence, stoking divisive flames, anti-police, anti-military, anti-America. I pray we can survive as a nation until the grown-ups take back over. I agree, Sandy. I do feel like this country is being run by children. I really do. Sometimes I read this shit and I'm like, who is running this country? A 16-year-old right now? I mean, is Greta running America? Because it feels like that sometimes when I read what the Biden administration is actually trying to get away with here. It's disgusting. This does not look or feel like grown-ups are running America. I feel like every day we're being scolded. We're being told off. We're being told what to do. It's like, I'm 42 years old, asshole. I don't need you really telling me what to do. I'm going to do whatever I want. Okay, it's very simple. And half the country's kind of taking that tone, while the other half of the country is sitting there asking Joe Biden, what do I do today? I'm surprised some of these people even know what to pack for lunch because they're taking their every single freaking cue from the Biden administration. Ken said, despicable excuse for a president. He has no idea he is destroying America. He says what he is told to say and do. Almost feel sorry for him. He should be retired, enjoying life out of politics. He should. Guy's like 80 years old. America doesn't deserve what is happening. I really don't think Joe Biden has much idea. We know he has no control, but I really don't think Joe Biden has much idea right now as to what's going on. Lori says Joe's able to get an ice cream cone to his mouth and not his ear. And what's with the ice cream? I'll tell you what's with the ice cream. Alzheimer's patients love their ice cream. So it's no wonder why every single time we see Joe Biden eating ice cream. And that's all he's really good for, is eating ice cream. I mean, he should be on the ice cream truck. Just Joe Biden trying to. And it's always that pose too. Have you noticed that? It's always Joe Biden like trying to eat ice cream. I mean, look at the focus. And I wish I had an ice cream cone right now. The determination and the focus of trying to eat that ice cream in like almost every shot. It's just, it's all weird and freaking creepy. I don't know. So Joe Biden's been a disaster. The White House tried to make him look like the best thing since sliced bread in the last 6 months. I can't believe it's only been 6 months. God help us. 6 freaking months out of another 3.5 years. And that's if Kamala doesn't throw the 25th at him just after. Watch, I'm calling it right now. I'm calling it right now. And I'll leave this live up for the next couple years. They throw the 25th at Joe Biden right after 2 years. Because this is why. If Biden lasts 2 years, Kamala gets to be president for 2 more years plus 2 more terms. This is very dangerous, folks, what's going on. If Kamala became president today, she would only get to ride out the rest of this term and then run again for 1 more term. If she makes it 2 years after Biden was sworn in, she gets to ride out the rest of this term. She gets to go up for re-election in another term and an additional term after that. Because it is stated in our Constitution that you have to have been sworn in within the first 2 years to then only be allowed 1 more term. So very scary stuff, people. Very scary stuff. We'll see what happens, but I have a sneaky suspicion. I have a very sneaky feeling that they're going to throw the 25th at Joe very shortly after the 2-year mark. Just watch. So what is going on over in the land of Jeff Bezos? besides the fact that he wrote what looks like, to me, a dildo. I mean, come on, guys. I mean, what is going on here? What is this thing? Who designs a rocket ship like this? Who came up with this? Did not any of these people say, guys, we might want to change the design. It looks like a giant penis is about to blast into space. The only thing that would have made this weirder, and I'm surprised they didn't do it, is the San Francisco Gay Men's Choir singing the song, "We're coming from your," or "We'll convert your children. We're coming from them." They should have been singing that song while this thing, whatever you want to call it, blasted upward through space. Or is this Bezos telling us that he's about to screw everybody in America, which is exactly what he just did? He comes down from space, okay? He gets down and he thanks his employees for paying for the spacecraft. Who the hell wants to be an employee of an Amazon, work your ass off, and then be told, "Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for letting me go to space." It's like, what the hell? You couldn't have put that, like, hundreds of billions of dollars towards maybe bonus compensation packages, maybe taking care of your employees a little bit better? Nope. Screw you guys. I can really care less about any of you, but thanks for sending me into space. Now get back to work. So when I see a spacecraft design like this, I can't help but to think that Jeff Bezos secretly was basically saying, "Watch me screw you guys right up the behind as I take off, because just wait till I come down and thank you all for paying for my trip." So clearly he is getting absolutely roasted right now. Roasted. And before I go into the comments, what I do need to say is this, and I posted last night, I posted on Facebook yesterday, and I'll read this to you guys, because I kind of got a little bit of a grilling on Facebook yesterday for my comments. And I want to clarify here. I want to clarify for everybody who's kind of disgusted with me for what I posted. I said, regardless of what you think about Bezos, okay, regardless of what you think, let me pull it up here. Let me get it up here on the keyboard warrior cam, okay? I wrote, regardless of what you think about Bezos, I think it's phenomenal that he flew privately into space without any financial backing from the government. Okay, and if he did receive some, it's not that much. We all know he privately funded this trip. This is a big win for civilians, as we prove to the government that we can achieve great things without the government's involvement. I think that's amazing that we did that. I think it's great that Richard Branson also did that, flew into space. I think it's phenomenal. And he did it on his own dime. So without the government involvement whatsoever, I hope to see more of this in the very near future. Well done, Bezos. Big win for capitalism. Now, forget the fact that Jeff's in bed with the Democrats. Forget the fact that there's a hidden agenda here that he is very much a part of. I get that. And I'm not excusing that from him at all. I'm not defending him at all. I'm simply applauding capitalism. That's all I'm doing here. But this was before he then went on and started going all freaking cuckoo and telling his employees, or thanking them for paying for the space flight. So they're getting roasted. And he said, "I'm struggling to understand this hate towards him. He made his own successful business. True. Now he is exercising his freedom to spend his own money to do what he wants. Who cares? If you were spending my taxpayer money to do it, then I might get a little upset with it." Well, here's the kicker, Andy. The problem is, Jeff Bezos should have probably had to pay more tax than he did. So essentially, he kind of is paying using your taxpayer money. But this is where I will defend Jeff Bezos. I'll defend him in the sense that the American government has allowed Jeff to get away with the amount of savings that he saved on taxes. And this was a big argument against what I posted yesterday. A lot of people said, oh, well, he's a criminal and he avoids tax and he should have paid way more tax. And I'm saying, well, no, why? Why should he be paid more tax? Would you pay 1 cent more in tax than you legally have to? No, of course not. Why? Because the government wrote the rules. Jeff's only following the rules. You better believe he has some of the best accountants in the world. He's going to get away legally with avoiding as much tax as possible. So I will agree in the sense that the government has allowed him to get away with the amount of tax savings that he did. Do the regulations need to be changed? Probably. Do we need to make a company like Amazon pay their fair share? Perhaps. As an entrepreneur myself, it's a little bit hard to argue that point because I too want to try to avoid as much tax as possible, or as much as I can legally get away with. And I will always try to. But for companies like Amazon, we may be able to change the rules just a little bit so they at least pay their fair share. What we don't want is any special treatment for people like Jeff Bezos. But I think you're going to find that both the Democrats and Republicans are in on the little tax-saving project here, and that they both, because of how entrepreneurial many of them are in their side businesses, do not want more tax to come. And this is why I never really think a tax hike, if it does get passed in the first place, isn't going to stay long. Because a lot of the people that were the Democrats are asking to raise taxes, well, they have their own businesses and they don't want to see their tax rates go up either. So Andy said, if he were spreading my taxpayer money to do it, then I might get a little upset with it. At least he's not telling me how to live my life like idiot celebrities. Fair comment. I will give him that, Andy. Fair comment. At least Bezos isn't out there telling us how to live like the Biden administration or other celebrities. Sharon says, I don't get the fury over him thanking his employees for helping him realize a dream. After all, these people have jobs because of Jeff. Expressing reciprocal gratitude for all they have would be an appropriate response of a right-thinking, good-hearted person. I don't know. I think you could have done. I don't know that. Listen, it can be construed as a slap in the face. I agree. It can be construed as a slap in the face. I think thanking them, I mean, you can thank your employees for building the company. You can thank them in return with bonuses. I mean, that's how you should really be thanking your employees, with bonuses. Guys, thank you so much for helping me build this company. We're the largest company in the world. Bonuses for all. That's a thank you I would want to see as an employee, personally. I wouldn't really care if you went to space. If you're going to go to space, go to space. Don't thank me for it, because I didn't give a shit. I didn't really care if you went or not. And my hard work means you get to go to space, not something I'm really proud of, not something I really care about. My wife certainly doesn't care. My kids aren't going to care. You thank me with a bonus. Now you're the best boss in the world. But what takes the cake of insanity, besides the fact that Jeff comes down and thanks his own employees for putting him into space, is the fact that he then, I mean, I don't know if like he lost oxygen up there or what, but he then comes down and he gives away $200 million to these freaking clowns. Bezos is giving a CNN contributor and celebrity chef $100 million each. I mean, what happened up there in that 16 minutes that he comes down and he gives somebody like Van Jones and celebrity chef Jose Andres $100 million? Why? Why on earth would you do that? And he said they can use it for what? For philanthropy? You give these two guys, I'll tell you, you give me $100 million, you'd never see me again. I mean, I go buy a few islands and build like freaking Disneyland on it just for me to hang out on. I mean, that's what I would do with the money. Let's not kid ourselves. these guys, what leads you to believe they're going to do the right things with this money? I mean, out of all the people in the world that you can give $100 million to, you give it to these two people, a CNN contributor and a celebrity chef. So, I mean, it's just, it's mind-blowing. I don't understand I don't get the whole narrative behind it. I don't understand why exactly he did it. It makes no sense to me. What is it about these two that he felt the need to give $100 million to? And this was a total shock, a total surprise. Total surprise to both of these two. They had no idea it was coming. The move came minutes after his backlash, drawing comments that he wanted to thank every Amazon employee and every American customer because you guys paid for all of this. So seriously, for every Amazon customer out there and every Amazon employee, thank you from the bottom of my heart very, very much. And then he goes on to say, oh, and by the way, Van Jones, here's $100 million. And Jose Andres, here's $100 million. It's like, why? Jones has been a very divisive public figure. And this is why he gave it to Van Jones, for being a unified journalist, for being a non-biased journalist. This is what Bezos said. This is why he claims, in a surprise at the end of media conference following his successful trip to suborbital space, Bezos unveiled his new Courage and Civility Award. This is his award. This is what he's calling it. Courage and Civility Award, which he said recognizes leaders who aim high, who pursue solutions with courage, and who always do so with civility. Recipients receive $100 million to give away to charities or nonprofits of their choice, and Bezos said awardees may direct all the funds to their own nonprofits or spread the wealth to other organizations. So he said he's giving $100 million to Van Jones, CNN contributor Van Jones, for courage and civility. And he wants to recognize leaders who aim high and who pursue solutions with courage and who do so with civility. Van Jones has been everything but civil. He's been everything but unified. Jones has been especially divisive public figure. He's a left-wing CNN commentator who once dubbed himself a freaking communist and previously called former President Trump, a white lash. This was a white lash against a changing country. It was a white lash against a black president, in part, in another segment, he said. He took aim at the National Rifle Association, essentially linking it to the Ku Klux Klan. And quote, you have a whole generation of young people who essentially see the NRA as their enemy. To them, the NRA is like the KKK. This is what Van Jones, who Bezos just considered him, who just classified him as a unifier, as somebody who brings the country together through courage and civility. Van Jones is anything but that. So unbelievable that Bezos actually is that deranged and freaking screwed up in the head to actually give somebody like Van Jones the money, who is everything but courageous and civil. He is a divisive, pain in the ass, biased journalist, just like every single one of them over at CNN. And he's nothing less. So let's drop the act. There's nothing unifying here about somebody like Van Jones. As far as a celebrity chef is concerned, I don't know. What's he wanting to do? Go make 100 million meals in Africa? I just don't get it. I have no idea. Judy said, just think how much good could be done for our wounded, warriors, or homeless.
the hungry, or kids who can't go to college because they couldn't make their financial needs. They didn't go into space. They went to the edge of space. So much for supporting climate change. Here's another thing. You know what would have really made, I guess, this one young kid, a physics student who went on the trip with Jeff and his brother and one other person I don't know. This is what Jeff Bezos should have done. Instead of auctioning off to the highest bidder a seat on the rocket, Jeff should have given that seat to an employee. That's how you reward employees. Is by saying, you know what, guys? I love you all so much for helping me build this company. I'm going to take one of you on the trip. Write an essay on why you deserve to have this seat. And I'm going to give you that seat for free. Not being a greedy, selfish asshole and auctioning off the seat, the empty seat, to the highest bidder. That, to me, does not applaud employees for what they've done to help Jeff build the company. He should have give it to your employee of the month. Who's your employee of the decade? Give it to the employee of the decade. What employee has been there from the beginning and went through blood, sweat, and tears just like you did to build Amazon from the ground up? That person should have been on that fourth seat, not the highest bidder, which was supposed to be some fund manager who couldn't go because of a prior engagement. I mean, I don't know what engagement is so important that you had to cancel flying on a rocket ship with Jeff. He then gave it to his son. So Jeff Bezos did not pick that kid because he's a physics major or a physics student. No, the dad auctioned, had to pay for that seat, couldn't go because of a prior engagement, and ends up giving it to his son. But the right thing to do would have been to give in. If you care about your employees that much, give it to an employee. That would have really won the employees over. Richard said, while I get that worthy charity, no matter the incentives, is a good thing, it's but a fraction of his wealth, and every penny is a tax shelter. This endeavor was such a largely wasteful indulgence, he almost had to give it to charity to create a distraction. Just putting it into perspective, it's a great comment, Richard. You're absolutely right. I believe that. Listen, every time I see a big corporation give hundreds of millions to charity and then go on TV to gloat about it, that's not a charitable act to me. That's a tax write-off. That's tax shelter. Giving to charity means I don't want the credit. I don't need to gloat about it. And I don't know why these corporations always feel the need to go in front of the press and say, look, we're giving all this money to charity. Who cares? Who cares if you're giving it away? All that they need to concern themselves with is the fact that they're doing a good deed. You don't do good deeds to then show off about the good deed that you did. Unless, of course, you're doing it to promote your product or your brand. So these corporations, most of them are full of shit. They give away as a media piece to market themselves, all while saving tax, because essentially these are tax write-offs. It's nothing more than a tax shelter. So it's a great comment. I completely agree with the fact that it's a tax shelter. He needed to do it as a distraction. So Bezos, from one idiotic comment to an idiotic handout, I just think yesterday was a disaster. I think the whole thing was just a horrible stunt. Richard Branson already went to space. Bezos, you lost. It doesn't matter. Okay. And I just don't know what the whole point of this entire thing is, other than the fact that you got a handful of billionaires just wanting to play with toys, which is fine. Like I said, they earned it. They built their companies from the ground up. I applaud them for that. But let's not applaud them like they're doing some great, courageous act for humanity and then giving out hundreds of millions of dollars to people that they think are going to do the best job by donating to charities because you're a good guy. No, it's a tax shelter. It's a tax write-off. So speaking of pissing away money, Speaking of pissing away money, this also bothers me. And I think we need to really kind of pull the plug on all of this very quickly. Very quickly. We're now crying about shortages of the vaccine in third world countries. And we're now slamming countries like the U.S. for not doing more. The acute shortage of doses for the world's poorest people has been called a vaccine apartheid, greed, and a catastrophic moral failure. Yet the public shaming has made little real difference, and Africa has received the fewest vaccines in the globe so far. What does that have to do with the United States? What does that have to, I mean, what, when are these third world countries? And this is why I really get frustrated with third world countries. Third world countries keep expecting the handout. We have been giving handouts to third world countries for decades now. For decades. Yet, they don't take care of themselves. The government doesn't take care of the people. Tens of years, decades, we have been giving billions, trillions of dollars to foreign aid like Africa. Africa has not made any progress. They have not moved forward. How, after trillions of dollars being given to a country like Africa, do we still have a vaccine shortage crisis? It's because the government is mishandling the money that we continue to give them. And this is why I think we need to put our foot down and say, you know what, guys? You're on your own. You're on your own. We keep giving you money. You piss away the money. You put it in the pockets of government officials. You've been doing it for decades, centuries now. You're not giving this money to the people. You are freaking cut off. You are done. And that was what Trump was trying to do. We've given you trillions of dollars. You, the fact that you can't manage your money properly, the fact that you pocket it at the highest level of government and give none to your people is not my fault. But the Democrats now are back in control, pissing away trillions of dollars again to overseas aid. They're going to make the same dumb mistakes they've done their entire lives. These corrupt politicians who are going to give it to nobody but themselves. And then when they have a vaccine shortage, after they pissed away all the money or banked it themselves and did nothing with it to actually grow their countries, they're going to put their hand out once again and say, hey, we need vaccines. Give us some more vaccines. People are dying over here. Enough. Take care of yourself. That's my stance. And that's why I haven't given a single penny to these third world countries. Not because I don't care about them. Because I know the people who genuinely need it will never, ever see a single dime from it. And I'm not the only one who has this standpoint. A lot of people here. A lot of people think that they should be taking care of themselves. Gerald said, LOL, what else is new? Most countries don't care about their own poor. They don't. These countries don't care about their own people. Why should we continue to care about them? You think they care about the foreign poor? Africa especially has been afterthought for hundreds of years to the West. Use those begging hands to build your own government, industry, and health infrastructure. All those people begging us for aid, get them involved. Build your own government, build your own industries, and build your own healthcare infrastructure. Because the U.S. has enough of its own problems. We have enough problems of our own, and we need these third world countries to start stepping up and taking care of themselves. Stacy says, I do not understand this. The unvaccinated in this country, with the exception of children under 12, have no intention of ever getting vaccinated. Damn right. So why aren't we giving countries in Africa the vaccines that our own citizens do not want? Great question. Great question, Stacy. This is truly baffling to me, too. Send them our dosages. Send them the ones we don't want. We have an overstock of vaccines here in America. Give them to Africa. Give them to third world countries. Those who don't want to get vaccinated are not going to get vaccinated. Give them our dosages. What are they holding on to? It's because Biden hasn't met his sales target yet. The pharmaceutical companies' stocks are plummeting. They need those vaccines to be pushed on the remaining 20%. It's all about power and greed. See, the Democrats don't really give a shit about Africa, because if they did, they would have sent them our dosages. They only care about their own financial gain. The manufacturers are telling the Biden administration, don't you dare send those over to Africa. We have a sales target to hit. I don't care how many Africans die of COVID. We have our own targets to hit right here in America. So the virtue signaling not only continues at a local level amongst our friends and family on social media, but the virtue signaling continues at a national level as well. And it always has. We've only seen more virtue signaling in the last year than I've seen in my lifetime because of COVID. But it's all BS. It's all nonsensical pat on the backs just for show. But we really know deep down inside that the Democrats, who claim they care so much about Africa, we know they care more about lining their own pockets because they're in bed with the pharmaceutical companies. Thank you guys so much for watching my show today. You Made It Political. I don't even know what time I go on every day. We're supposed to be going at 7, but we're going to probably move it up again to make sure that more of you get to see the show. But we are here live every single day, Facebook, YouTube, and we also go on Amazon Podcasts, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, Spotify, and a whole host of other platforms. So check us out there. See you later.
Thanks for listening to You Made It Political with Matt Clark. Be sure to like, follow, or subscribe to the show. Or leave us a review on iTunes. And if you like our show or want to know more, check out YouMadeItPolitical.com.